وشد من سراب أحشاءه وطغى تحت الحجارة كشحا مطرفا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. So just reflecting upon the previous stanza. ولا أعد من الفعل الجميل قراء ضيف ألم برأسي غير محتشمي. And I have not prepared of good deeds a feast for a guest that is lodged on my head, nor did I honor him. So this portion here, ضيفٍ ألم برأسي, remember it's the grey hair that Allama Busayri rahimullah is speaking about here in this particular stanzas. And he says, I have not prepared of good deeds a feast. And he says that the preparation of food for entertaining a guest, he did not do justice in this. His old age has appeared settled on his head. These signs are all there. Alamma bi ra'si ghayra muhtashami. This portion, ya alamma. So we said in Surah An-Najm, which is chapter 53 of the Quran Sharif, and if you turn to verse 32, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. Those who abstain from the major sins and from shameful acts except minor involvements. So this is إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ, minor sins. And there it is mentioned, كبائر الإثم, that is your major sins. So if anyone asks you where in the Quran Sharif does it specify, speak about major and minor sins, you will turn to this verse of Surah An-Najm, and that is verse number 32, chapter 53. They abstain from major sins and from shameful acts. So remember these people who do good deeds, they will do this, they'll abstain from evil acts. Today you see the road to do evil under the ban of Islam is all there, it's all present. So this then, you're engaging in major sins, but it's beautified for you, so you don't engage in, forget refraining from it, from making istighfar, from making sincere tawbah thereafter also. Whereas tawbah for these major sins, and of course if it involves the harm of another person, if it's financially, that wealth will have to be returned to that person in order for your tawbah to be accepted. If you hurt the person's feelings, you will have to go and approach the person and say, I'm guilty of this, please make me ma for this year. Remember, if you have spoken ill of someone, what happens? If it is in a gathering, you will go back in that gathering and speak great about that person. If that person did not come to find out your words, then you will do it in this manner. If he has come to find out that you have said so and so, then you will go to that person and say, look, I've perpetrated this major crime. Forgive me. It's not a minor crime. It's a major. So, those who do good deeds, they refrain from this year. If you see in the previous verse, verse 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And to Allah belongs whatever there is in the heavens and whatever there is in the earth. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. So that he gives punishment to evildoers for what they did. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. And rewards those who do good deeds, those who did good for their good deeds. For their good deed, you will be rewarded with good actions. You will be rewarded with a healthy reward, in fact. So in this verse, verse 32, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these people who do good deeds, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. They are those people who refrain from the major sins, the major vices, and shameful acts. إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ, except they trip, they fall into minor acts, minor involvements. So some minor sins, it's inevitable and you are bound to fall into it. Sometimes your gaze falls in a particular direction. You shifted that gaze, but it has fallen already in that direction. So for these actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you didn't engage, you didn't take a second look, you didn't go further. So these actions here, you are bound to fall into it. But Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, your sustainer is one of extensive forgiveness. He is one of extensive forgiveness. Lamam, let's focus on this word. So you've seen it in the Quran Sharif. Where, for those who don't know Arabic, so we have to alert you, otherwise you lose concentration because of lack of understanding. So we just alert you here and there. Where does it come? Alamma. Alamma. So this word lamam comes from there and it is connected. So it is in the verse of the Quran Sharif, Surah An-Najm, verse 32. Let's look at a hadith now. Where does this word lamam come? And this will sort of add to our understanding of what we said to you, that sometimes it's inevitable. You fall into that trap. Look at this narration to understand it better. Narration of Bukhari Sharif. See, just before we go into this narration, let us understand this. To justify an act, even if it may be a minor sin, it leads you to kufr. Understand this well. An act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, He is the Sharia, He is the designer of the Sharia. And what He says, it is as it is. So when you say that this is not a sin, then you've already changed the Sharia. And who are you to do so? So this leads you out of the fold of Islam. To do a minor act of sin, to do a minor act of sin doesn't take you out of the fold of Islam, but to consider a minor act even to be nothing and to turn it into something that is sort of good even, this leads you to kufr. To undermine any act of the Sharia, this takes you to kufr. So we should refrain from that. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah azza wa jal is telling us, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ الْكَبَائِرَ, those people who refrain from major acts, والفواحش, and shameful acts, إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ, except they get involved, they stumble over the minor acts, minor evils. Look at the narration of Bukhari Sharif. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he explains, he's Bahrul Uloom, an ocean of knowledge, Ra'isul Mufassirin, the leader when it comes to tafsir. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua for him, that he gains this deep, profound knowledge of the Quran Sharif. So narration is in Tirmidhi, Hadith 3284. Under this verse, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, had said, إن تغفر اللهم تغفر جما وأي عبد لك لا ألم. إن تغفر اللهم تغفر جما وأي عبد لك لا ألم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم had said, Your forgiveness, Ya Allah, it is so ample, it's so broad. And which of your worshippers has not committed a lamam, minor sins? So forgive all, because which of your slaves, Kullu bani Adam khatta'un, every son of Adam alayhi salam, with the exception of Anbiya alayhi salam, and now that Sahaba radiallahu anhum have left this world, so they left in a state, radiallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah pleased with them, they pleased with Allah. Nobody can put a stain, nobody can blame, nothing. Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. So, from us all now, every son of Adam alayhi salam is a sinner. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ, and the best of sinners are those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Chapter 2, verse 222, surely Allah azza wa jal loves those who relentlessly repent. They turn to Allah continuously and they purify themselves. So, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 222. So these minor sins, definitely we will engage in it. Not intentionally, but this is what the hadith is telling us. So let's look at this narration and then you'll understand. So we've understood from that point, narration of Tirmidhi, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, under the verse making tafsir, has mentioned the statement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إِن تَغْفِرِ اللَّهُمَّ تَغْفِرْ جَمَّا وَأَيُّ عَبْدٍ لَكَ لَا أَلَمَّا. If you're going to forgive, Ya Allah, forgive all. And which of your slaves? Your forgiveness, O Allah, is so ample. Forgive all. And which of your slaves does not commit a lamam? Focus, underscore, underline the word a lamam. La alamma. So there. So this means minor sins. Going to this narration of Bukhari Sharif, which will open up the understanding more of sometimes minor sins is inevitable. Bukhari Sharif narration, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu again here is mentioning, قال ما رأيت شيئا أشبه باللمم مما قال أبو هريرة radiallahu anhu عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I did not see anything so resembling minor sins as what Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and he is the Sheikh of Sheikhul Hadith, which is of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has written, Inna Allaha kataba ala ibn Adam haddahu min az-zina. أَدْرَكَ ذَٰلِكَ لَا مَحَالَ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for the son of Adam alayhi salam his inevitable share of adultery. And he's going to meet it in some point without doubt. أَدْرَكَ ذَٰلِكَ لَا مَحَالَ. Not the actual zina, the build up to the zina. That is why Quran Sharif is clear, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا, do not even go close to zina. So here it is mentioned in this narration, Bukhari Sharif, Hadith 6612. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions, you underline the word al-lamam. مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَشْبَهَ بِاللَّمَمْ مِمَّا قَالَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I haven't seen something that resembles al-lamam so aptly the way that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu had mentioned from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ عَلَى ابْنِ آدَمَ حَظَّهُ مِنَ الزِّنَا. That surely Allah Azza wa Jal has written out for the son of Adam alayhi salam his inevitable share of zina. أَدْرَكَ ذَلِكَ مَا لَا مَحَالَ. He will meet it without doubt. فَالزِّنَ الْعَيْنِ النَّذْرُ. The zina of the eyes is seeing. The zina of the eyes is seeing. So, a woman walked past. You looked. You turned your gaze away. So there. But when this nafs wants to indulge further, you look again. Now you are just heating up your body. So that... that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif clear-cut instruction for the believers, Surah An-Nur, like this here, you play around with these verses, then you lose your iman. Whereas Allah azza wa jal is giving strict instructions for the males specifically. Next verse for the females. So let's turn to verse 30 of Surah An-Nur. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Say to the believing men, see, clear-cut instruction to the believing men, that they must lower their gazes and they must protect their private parts. Lowering your gaze is the means to protecting your private parts. And letting your gaze flow, look this way, that way, is a means for you to act and move in this direction of shameless acts. So cut it off from the beginning. Do not go close to the zina. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. There is more purer for them. Then if you turn to the verse 31, Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a clear-cut instruction to the females. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. And say to the believing females. You know, in other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the command general. But in these particular verses, specific, clear-cut address to the men, to the females, to emphasize that we both groups have to stay away. They need, say to the believing females, to lower their gazes and to protect their private parts. And the verse continues, they must not expose their beauty. So that needs a specific hour of its own, that wouldn't be sufficient as well. But you can read the verse there and read Mufti Shafi Saab Rahimullah's tafsir. That will be safe for you, inshallah. So coming back now, al-lamam. The eyes, فَزِنَ الْعَيْنِ النَّذْرُ, the zina of the eyes is to see. وَزِنَ اللِّسَانِ الْمَنْتِقُ, and the zina of the tongue is to speak. You're engaging in conversation. See, first to see, then to speak. وَالنَّفْسُ تَمَنَّى وَتَشْتَهِ, and the nafs, remember, we are speaking the whole chapter in this, in Qasida Burda, is what? Is about the nafs. The nafs, now you've seen, now something drew you closer. Hey, I must go ask this female. Check, she's there in the shop. I need to go ask her something. And you know, youth, how they work, operate. They become thrilled by how many numbers they got at the end of the night. They become thrilled by how many women they have gotten under their belt. This is their thrill that they get. So they will start it off with seeing, hey, she's beautiful. Then move closer. Let me say something to her. Then now exchange of numbers. Then the nafs is fired up. When can we now engage? وَالنَّفْسُ تَتَمَنَّى وَتَشْتَهِي. It wants, it's desiring. Now the private parts. وَالْفَرْجُ يُصَدِّقُ ذَلِكَ أَوْ يُكَذِّبُهُ. وَالْفَرْجُ يُصَدِّقُ ذَلِكَ وَيُكَذِّبُهُ. The farj, the private part, it either turns that zina, which was already in the beginning, the seeing, the speech, all of this, it now turns it into a reality, or it refrains from submitting to the temptation. It's much, much more difficult. You know, they say in ELO, in guidance, they're teaching our children as we speak to you now, and with the Bella Bill, it's just increased to a whole different level. But from our days already, they were teaching all of this filth. They will say that you must use protection. You must use protection. That is their main concern. Their main, if you speak to Professor Salim Karim, not our Mulana Salim Karim, Professor Salim Karim, he's been doing so much of research for AIDS and trying to find a vaccine for it. But we say to you, Professor Salim Karim, your name is Salim. You are Kareem. We don't say you are Kareem, but you have it in your name or your surname. Kareem. Muslim. Then why don't you teach the world? Why don't you teach your boss Fauci that the reality of HIV AIDS to protect yourself is protection from the evil itself? وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't even go close to zina. But they will give him awards because he's doing so much of research. But the Quran Sharif has already spelled it out for you, has already made it clear. Do not go close to zina. This is protection from AIDS and protection from all the filth. So, but no, they engage you, they entice you, go into it, but use protection. Rather take a vaccine. This here is not the way of what the verse which we quoted for you in the beginning of Surah An-Najm. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ. They stay away from major, major crimes, وَالْفَوَاحِشِ, and shameless acts. They entice you, invite you, but vaccinate, but protect, use all or condomize. The condom mentality, that's their main concern. There they will, you'll see it. In the schools, bathrooms, you will find all of this. So, and then they'll put it in the rules, but don't do it. Spurring you on. Hospitals, doctors, go in the general hospitals, you'll find all of this. Free of charge. And it is flavored also, they say. So, nonetheless, either your nafs is going to, either your private parts are going to engage in it, testify to all this that it's witnessed, and go full force, or it's going to refrain. But let's put this disclaimer there. To refrain from that is much, much more difficult. So don't look in the first place. Those who are married, look at your wives only, and you will find your wife to be the most prettiest woman that you've ever seen. But and same likewise for the females, we've quoted for you the verse 31. Normally females feel like they are absolved from this, but they too should protect their gazes as well, and you will find your husbands to be the most handsome. But when you are looking at this mufti and that mufti on your screens and on your YouTube, and the men are looking at the woman, then you're not going to consider your spouse to be that beautiful or handsome. So these are narrations. We are not, this is verses of the Quran Sharif. These are ahadith, nothing to play about. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going back to this al-lamam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught his two grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu anhuma. He taught them these words. Let's look at the narration. Bukhari Sharif is where we are looking at. Hadith 3371. Kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narrator again is Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He says, Kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yu'awwidhul Hasan wal Husayn. You know, we want to go to the, we're doing so much of crimes that we're not prepared to stop. But we need to go to the Amil. We need to go to the Mawlana. We need to go to the Amil. He's going to help us. He's going to give us some ta'weed and we'll come out of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving what to read to these grandchildren. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. After the Quran Sharif, you know Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari, is the most authentic. These words, why won't we learn it? But we'll pay thousands. We've heard recently, someone has told me, my son went to this Amil, and you know they milked us. They threw out all our money, and at the end of it, nothing helped. See, that's the problem. It's become a money spinner. Now let's look at this narration. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught Hazrat Hussein, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. Hassanain you say. وَيَقُولْ إِنَّ أَبَاكُمَا كَانُ يُعَوِّذُ بِهَا إِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ. Surely, look how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Look at the style, this profound way and manner. Surely your father, meaning your forefather, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he used to teach his sons, Ismail and Ishaq alayhimus salam. Alayhimus salam. He used to teach them. So for Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, we say alayhimus salam. So this has come down. Look at the golden chain. What is these words? A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammah min kulli shaytanin wahammah wa min kulli aynin lammah. O Allah, I seek refuge. I seek refuge bi kalimati Allah with your perfect words, Ya Allah, with the perfect words of Allah. بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ تَامَّةِ. From what? مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ. From every devil. وَهَامَّةِ. And poisonous pests. وَمِنْ كُلِّ عَيْنٍ لَامَّةِ. And from every evil, harmful, envious eye. This is لَامَّةِ. See, highlight, underscore, underline, لَامَّةِ. It's going in the same direction from the, when we look back at the stanza, أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِ غَيْرَ مُحْتَشَمِي. So chapter 2 we're busy with, and we are looking at stanza number 2. أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِ غَيْرَ مُحْتَشَمِي. For guest that is lodged onto my head. You know, we said أَلَمَّ, it means النزول. I just want to highlight this dua again. You need to learn it. Hadith 3371 of Bukhari Sharif. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammah min kulli shaytanin wahammah wa min kulli aynin lammah. This dua, you need to learn it. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammah min kulli shaytanin wahammah wa min kulli aynin lammah. So this is, you need to learn it, find it, and we explain to you the meaning as well. Now, let's move forward. Alamma,
the meaning of which, and that's what's applicable here according to Allama Busairi Rahimullah stanza, النزول لوقت قليل, to descend, to be or to lodge at a particular place for a little time. This is, so he's speaking of this guest that has lodged on his head. And what did we say here? Because what's the connection here, the relationship here? Why was this word alamma used for the gray hair and old age? Because remember, this gray hair comes onto your head, and shortly after that, death comes. Short, concise. Now my time is coming to an end. That's the message that we have here. Alamma bi ra'si, which is settled on my head. Now, if we move forward and we look at this word now, ghayra muhtashami. Ghayra muhtashami. There's a beautiful saying of the poet. It's not a hadith, it's not verse, it's a poet saying. He says, سَأَلْتُ عَنِ الْأَطِبَّةِ ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ لِيُخْبِرْ لِمَ مَشِيبِي قَالَ بَلْغَمْ فَقُلْتُ لَهُ عَلَى غَيْرِ احْتِشَامٍ لَقَدْ أَخْطَأْتَ فِي مَا قُلْتَ لَقَدْ أَخْطَأْتَ فِي مَا قُلْتَ بَلْغَمْ بَلْغَمْ. So what's the meaning of this? سَأَلْتُ عَنِ الْأَطِبَّةِ ذَاتِ يَوْمٍ. He says, I asked the tabib, the doctors, upon occasion, that they must inform me, لِيُخْبِرْ لِمَا مَشِيبِ, that why have I gone grey? Inform me, tell me, what's this grey hair that's settled on me? قَالَ بَلْغَمْ. You know, the hakims, what they say? It's بَلْغَمْ, it's got to do with the phlegm, there's this here. He said, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ عَلَى غَيْرِ احْتِشَامٍ. I told him, and I was not angry in a manner that I was not in an angry state. لَقَدْ أَخْطَأْتَ فِي مَا قُلْتَ. You have indeed erred in your saying. The reality is, بَلْ, negate all of what you said, بَلْ غَمْ. Gham means worry, pain. That's what said made me gray. I asked the doctors upon occasion, inform me about this gray hair. They said, Balgham. I said, you made a mistake. Laqad akhta'ta fi ma qult. You've made a mistake. You've erred upon what you said. It's not Balgham. Balgham means phlegm. But he says, Balgham. Bal, negate what was said before. And the reality is gham. It is that worry, it's that concern. That's what has made me gray. So this is, we wanted to underscore, highlight that word, غَيْرَ احْتِشَامٍ. احْتِشَام means what? You know, Hazrat Mawlana, احْتِشَامُ الْحَقِّ. احْتِشَام has a few meanings, but here we're going to say, in a manner that is, I wasn't gone wild in my speech and just lost my senses. I was contained. I was maintained in how I produced my statement. So, غَيْرَ مُحْتَشَمِ. That's the way we're focusing on in the stanza. Now, let's look at the different meanings of احْتَشَمَ. احْتَشَمَ here, and this is the meaning that's been used here, it is honor. Nor did I honor him, nor did I honor the gray hair, nor did I honor the guests that is lodged on my head. Whereas the Sharia, when a guest comes, you must honor him. This is part of our deen, that we honor the guest. If you've got iman, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyukrim dayfahu. Whoever has iman in Allah in the last day, then he must honor his guest. Narration of Bukhari Sharif. So this word, غَيْرَ احْتِشَامٍ, what's the meaning of it? احْتَشَمَ, it means to honor. One, one meaning. And this is what is being applicable here. But let's look at various other ways so we broaden our horizons. Al-Hishmatu, it means anger. And this is what we said just now to you. Anger. Al-Ghadab. So the meaning is, here in this context, غير غضبان. What's the meaning of this? In a manner that's not angry. I honored, so the gas settled on my head in a manner that I did not get angry. So, when this old age, this gray hair has come onto my face, has come onto my head, I'm supposed to honor it. I'm not supposed to be angry with it. That's another meaning. Yeah, also, خَيْرُ مُحْتَشَمِي. Muhtashami, what's the meaning of this here? It means this guest has come to benefit me. He's not come to harm me. He's not come as an army against me. So this is a muqtarinin bil askar. Khayra muqtarinin bil askar. Not in a manner that he's come to kill you, to harm you, but rather he's came to benefit you. Not to harm, hashamtu rajula wa ahshamtuhu idha adaytahu fal ma'na khayru muhtashami khayru mu'dhin laka, without harming you, bal naf, but he's come to honor you. So this is the meaning here. In short, we say to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors those who are in their old age. And this you can see a narration of Sunan Abi Dawud. Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala ikrama di shaybatil muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors those who are gray from the Muslimin. So when this comes now, my attention supposed to be, it's the message for you and I is this, that I'm supposed to engage in good deeds. I'm supposed to engage in actions. I'm supposed to prepare a feast of good deeds. But rather, what are we engaged in? He still, remember, the nafs, go back to the topic, and that's the chapter, the nafs. And we said to you the different forms of the nafs, the reprimanding nafs, the self-reproaching nafs. Allah Azza wa Jalla takes an oath on this. Allah says, La uqsimu bin nafsil lawwama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about this here. The nafs that is engaged in constantly, that reprimanding takes place. So this nafs here is honorable because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on something to honor that. So due to that, we say, when are we going to at least move towards this direction of at least understanding wrong to be wrong, and from there then to say, I need now to follow in this direction because I've engaged in so much of sin. I need to work on it. Lawwama. Wala uqsimu bin nafsil lawwama. Suratul Qiyamah, verse number 2. So then we can go up, but we're still stuck here. Allah guide us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Remember that dua again, and we'll just recite it for you one more time. A'udhu billahi, a'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammah min kulli shaytanin wa hammah wa min kulli aynin lammah. Narration of Bukhari Sharif wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Alhamdulillahi munshil khalqi.